This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, last night Joe Biden announced to the nation that you're all slaves to Big Pharma. Said you cannot be free again until you consume Big Pharma's vaccine. And so we've done something special for you here at InfoWars. And, you know, a lot of people obviously were watching Biden's address. It was his biggest live audience yet ever. It actually hit 10,000 people live on the internet. That's by far his biggest audience. Trump gets millions, but, you know, he lost to Biden, supposedly. But we were able, so while everybody was listening to Biden talking, we were able to pull off some InfoWars magic. We actually had a microphone inside Joe Biden's head, in his mind. So, look, this is a family audience, so I have to warn you, you're about to go into Joe Biden's mind, okay? This is not a place for children, trust me. Although they end up in there a lot, I'll stop right there. So we had a microphone inside Joe Biden's head last night as he was speaking. So we're going to roll in live time the Biden speech with his thoughts for the first time ever on live television and radio, the thoughts of a human recorded. And now we're going to play the video and in live time play what Joe Biden was thinking. Let's go. Where am I? What am I doing here? What are all these other people doing here? These lights are hurting my eyes. Am I supposed to be reading off that thing right there? It's kind of far away. I'm having trouble seeing it. Whoa, who's that? Well, she's got a nice rack, doesn't she? Do you think my wife would care if I hit on her? Do you think my wife would care if I sniffed her neck? I'd like to go a little further. Oh, it looks like there's a child over there, too. Oh, what do you think that kid smells like? Oh, I can only imagine. I remember the good old days when Barack was in office. They'd bring kiddos in there all the time for me to sniff and grope. Wait a second. Am I the president now? Oh, my gosh. That's what happened. I'm the president now. Oh, I think I'm supposed to be giving a speech or something. Oh, that's right. I'm supposed to be reading that teleprompter. Oh, boy. Don't look at the lady. Don't look at the lady. Look at the teleprompter. Look at the teleprompter. Read the teleprompter. Oh, boy. The eyes are wandering again. Oh, my gosh. I didn't even notice that girl over there. How old do you think she is? Do you think I'm too old for her? She looks like she's at least 18. Oh, that's right. Now I remember. I'm supposed to be telling Americans they can't be free again until they take the vaccine. Whew. Boy, it's a good thing I'm still up here talking. Otherwise, I would have blown it completely. Okay, now, to tell Americans they won't be free until they take the vaccine. Wow, journeys inside of Joe Biden's head, ladies and gentlemen. Not a place you want to be. Not a place you want to be, trust me. But you know what? We do have some news on what goes on in Biden's head and then what comes out as policy or what goes on behind closed doors where, you know, you didn't know, but big pharmaceutical companies and vaccine manufacturers are actually the president of the United States. But it's beyond that. They're actually the kings of the world. And so Joe Biden said, if you take your vaccines, then you can be free again. And they even use Independence Day as the fulcrum point to say you can be free again, just like on Independence Day, but you got to take your vaccine. No, I believe that we fought for independence and liberty, and that's what July 4th represents not being forced to take a vaccine.
How's it different?
I get up in the morning, look at Jill and say, where the hell are we?
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us, and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
Extremely successful trip here in Florida. I'm going to leave it at that. I'll be able to tell you more about it in the future. I have one more leg of my trip to complete today, and I'll be returning to the ATX tomorrow. I want to thank Owen Schroyer, Tom Packard, the great producers, the crew for doing a wonderful job while we've been on the road, and of course the crew here behind the scenes on the ground with me in Florida that is really awakening. Everybody's down here. I'll just leave it at that. Not just the president, not just Tucker Carlson, but so many other great people are really coming to the state and fighting hard, like Governor DeSantis and others. Now, speaking of Tucker Carlson, I'm going to hit a very important piece that he put out last night where the Pentagon is now coming after him. That's right, the military coming after a U.S. citizen inside the U.S. for their speech. That isn't just illegal. It isn't just dangerous. It's a bellwether of where we've actually come, not where we're going. And I'll cover that in a moment. Then we're also going to be playing some excerpts when Owen takes over of the disgusting speech given by Biden. He's been under such pressure for hiding for most of the last month and a half that he's been in office since they stole the election. And he came out last night and said, does it matter if you take vaccines? There's still things you're never going to be able to do. They're never taking their foot off your neck. Now we see Democrats, communists, socialists believing they're part of the power structure, even though they're the ones losing their jobs and their future and the dollar's position in the world. They're running around cheerleading in L.A. and New York and Austin, Texas, beating people up on the streets now that don't wear masks. So the mask Nazis are getting more intense, more aggressive, more out of control now as they see local governments and common sense starting to kick in, and as they see state governments. So this has always been the perfect divide and conquer tactic. Now they're going to say, well, things never go back to normal until you're all vaccinated, even though they admit this vaccine doesn't protect you from the coronavirus family. It makes you sick. It's a hoax. They're just going to keep gaslighting, keep doubling down. But now let's get to the Tucker Carlson piece, and I'll play an excerpt of it, and then Owen's going to come in and give his commentary in a moment. Let's first set the table for this. We have the new Secretary of Defense, Austin, who is a big leftist, Marxist globalist, saying inherently the main mission of the U.S. military is to crush white supremacism. And they say, under military definition now, that supporting Trump or saying that white people are inherently bad is evil. This is officially taught everywhere now. This is the big globalist corporate move to create more divide and conquer. And so this guy is a nightmare pick for Secretary of Defense. And now they have announced they're going to have pregnant women in the second trimester. We're talking women 3, 4, 5 months pregnant, flying around in aircraft and flying munitions and troops into combat zones. So the first they want to get women not taking care of their children and into factories and to break up the family. Now it's going to be, let's get the babies up there. This is all just to sabotage the military ahead of total AI, mechanized robot. robot takeover. Because the Silicon troops and the Silicon robots, the Silicon drones, again, will be commanded by the technocracy. They're trying to get humans out of the decision-making process. And then if you think the technocracy is bad, already rolling out robots in New York, robots in Singapore, robots in Tokyo, robots in Tel Aviv, and freedom bracelets to make sure you're a good little slave. If you think that's all bad, this is just the beginning. So Tucker Carlson understands this, and you're not supposed to have the Pentagon and the military involved in domestic operations politically. It's unconstitutional. It's against the Bill of Rights. It's against the Constitution. But we know just historically how bad it is when other countries go this direction. So the Democrats are creating a rapid reaction force permanently for the Capitol. They're saying their main enemy is the American people. And now you've had the Pentagon come out in the media and release press releases attacking Tucker Carlson because as a citizen, he thinks it's wrong to try to have transgender surgeries in the military paid for by taxpayers. He thinks it's wrong to have pregnant women in combat zones. And again, that's his right to say that, whether he's right or wrong. He's obviously common sense right. But the Pentagon's trying to act like now, following big tech, following Congress, following mainstream media, that it's normal to try to shut somebody down and normal to demonize him like he's the enemy. So Tucker Carlson, who I've known as a friend for over 10 years, has really transcended anybody else in modern media at his level to be able to put this type of information out. I can tell you, almost the entire military, including women in the military, totally get this as a sabotaging of readiness and of the human force, the human military. So this is, again, about a post-human world they're building. It's about sabotaging the military. China doesn't have women in combat. China doesn't have pregnant women in the military. They know that. But again, their own propaganda systems that own Hollywood, much of the MSM, they're pushing that here. So this is the military that says it's going to be domestically involved in gun confiscation under General Honoré and all the rest of them now really stepping into that role against their enemy, the American people, because for decades now at West Point and at the Army War College and areas, they have taught the officer corps that we're a new world order, that they're going to preside over the end of America and the merger of America in this globalist system. So here's Tucker Carlson last night. Can't wait to see what he has to say tonight.
Politicians have demanded it. Now, if you dare to point any of this out, they become hysterical. And they become hysterical because they can't defend their own policies. When people can't defend what they've done, they yell. They can't even explain what those policies are, at least in public. So they attack. You hear politicians like Tammy Duckworth say that it's unpatriotic to question the Pentagon unless you have served in the military yourself. You haven't earned that right. Really? Can only cops talk about police brutality? If you haven't been elected to office, are you allowed to criticize Congress? They're not making a real argument. They're trying to silence dissent. Not playing along. Sorry. Every American citizen has a right, maybe an obligation, to know what the military they pay for is doing, because our lives may depend on it. Today, the Department of Defense launched a large and coordinated public relations offensive against the show. Pentagon brass issued hostile statements. People in uniform sent out videos on social media. The DOD even issued a news release attacking us. Press Secretary Smites, Fox News host. Smites, like we're a hostile foreign power. We suspect this is one war they might actually win. They've got a manpower advantage. We could play you a lot of tape from this today. It took up most of their day, and we could marvel over it. Since when does the Pentagon declare war on a domestic news operation? Can't remember that ever happening. But we're not going to do that. We're going to pass. Because this is bigger than a feud with some flack at the Pentagon. This is genuinely worrisome. The Department of Defense has never been more aggressively or openly political. Tonight, there are 2,500 American troops stationed in Afghanistan, and they remain there to prevent the fall of Kabul to extremists. At the same time, there are 5,000 troops in our own capital tonight, also as protection against extremists, meaning people who voted for the losing candidate in the last election. Judging by those numbers, the Pentagon is now twice as focused on controlling our own citizens as it is on controlling the Taliban. Meanwhile, as Lloyd Austin hyperventilates about white supremacy, there are real threats out there, and the biggest ones continue to be ignored. Those threats are not Syria, they're not suburban Virginia, they're not domestic extremism, at least right now. The main threat that we face, and everyone who is honest knows this, is the government of China. China is ascendant. their economy will soon outpace ours. China now has the largest navy on the planet. Why do they have that? Why did they feel the need to build it? Does that have potential consequences for us? Yes. If China moved against Taiwan, how exactly would we respond? More likely, if the Chinese decide to close international shipping lanes, it would cripple our economy. If they decide to shut down our internet, it would bring our life to a halt. If it decided to occupy Malaysia, that would be a grave concern to the world. If any of these things happened, or 100 other things that might happen, what exactly would our Pentagon do about it? Can the U.S. military still win a real war? Those are the questions that matter. Those are the only questions that matter, which may be why Joe Biden wants to talk about maternity flight suits.
Ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, it's not only the Biden DOD that's out of control. You won't believe the latest move from his Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin. It's not good.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
History in the making every day. The most censored news network in the world, InfoWars.com. Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex. We'll be hearing again from Alex before the end of this transmission. It's been a crazy week here, and Alex has been a busy beaver down there in Florida. It's going to be a lot of exciting announcements once he gets back. I've got a news desk here that is just overrun. I'm going to get to all of this news. We got Nick Begich hosting the fourth hour. And if there's time, I may even take some phone calls. If not, during this, I am back in the war room today, so we may take calls then. I've also got some video clips of what's happening in Portland right now. Did you know Antifa has been rioting in Portland for months on end? Yeah, that's not an insurrection, though. Mostly peaceful as buildings burn. They even lit a federal building on fire with people inside once again. War on the streets of Portland. Mainstream media not interested. And, of course, the real story is that The political class of this country, and you have to be honest, though, Republicans are calling for the wall to be torn down. I'm not seeing Democrats complaining about the wall, except the one at the southern border, not the one in D.C. But see, oh, all of a sudden the Democrats are concerned about violence when it's in their backyard. See how that works? When it's in your backyard, they don't give a damn. They promote it and they bail out the criminals. But when it's in their backyard, all hands on deck. And in fact, we've got the numbers now of how much it's going to cost. Folks, when this whole escapade is done, it's going to cost $1 billion. $1 billion. They're estimating if the National Guard, under the current pretenses, is removed in May, which is what they're saying, the final bill for the Democrat criminal protection, for the politician criminal protection, for Congress's criminal protection, is going to be $521 million. That's on top of the COVID scam that they just, the COVID stimulus scam that they just signed, enriching themselves, bailing themselves out. Incredible. We've got vaccine news today. I've got news from the Biden administration that you're not even going to believe, including, we're now figuring out what's happening with the National Guard and the Biden administration. You've got Pelosi announcing that they'll steal any election they want. Yeah, I mean, literally, that's how bold they are now. We'll be covering that. We'll be covering the Biden administration members and how each one of them comes in with a real dark cloud over their head. But you notice the mainstream media doesn't make a big deal of it. You notice that you don't have the protests in D.C. I guess that's because the criminals have their criminal protection now. But remember when it was Kavanaugh or Coney Barrett or you name the Trump administration appointee? Oh, the protests were rampant. The media was all over it. They were getting inside the rooms, causing chaos. No arrest. All charges dropped. But boy, oh boy, you look at these Biden appointees and it is bad. It is not good. So we'll be covering that. But of course, Biden last night gives his first live address. Now, I could open up the phone lines and ask, do you believe that Joe Biden was actually live last night? And 50% of the people would probably not believe it. So I'm not saying he wasn't live. The point is, if you go look at all the videos of Biden's speech on YouTube and everything, and guys, by the way, pull up the CNBC one, because nobody else showed this except CNBC. After Biden concludes his 20-minute address, which was his longest address yet, We tell the truth here at InfoWars. 20 minutes, Biden's longest address yet since he's been installed in the White House. And it was his largest live audience with by my numbers, it did go just over 10,000 people live. Normally, Biden gets about 400, 600 people, maybe 800 tops. He got about 10,000 live last night, so that was a new high for him. Of course, Trump gets 500,000 live, but that's neither here nor there. Biden beat him, don't you know, with 81 million votes. So, but they, at the end of this video, guys, the reason why I told you to pull up this one, at the end of this, no other news outlet showed this, and I wanted to see this because I saw it live, but then I could not find it on the internet. At the end, Biden, when he walks away, you can tell how weak this guy is. You can tell how he has to look down at the ground while he walks away because he's afraid he's going to fall. And so he's shuffling along and he has to stare down at the ground and his feet while he's walking because he's afraid he's going to fall. And so, oh my gosh, they couldn't have edited it. There's no way they've edited this in the last hour. So the video is out there, but that's what I'm saying. Every other, there was only one video of like the six or seven that have the whole speech up there. I thought it was a CNBC. I don't know how they could have edited this in the last like hour since I watched it. But that's what I'm saying is everyone else cut away. But while Biden's walking away, everyone else cuts away. While Biden's walking away, you can see he's stumbling. He can barely walk. He's looking down at his feet. He's afraid he's going to fall. That was probably the hardest thing he's done in a long time. A 20-minute speech and then a 30-foot walk. But here's the real story. Biden, in his speech, announces to you, the American people, you are a slave to Big Pharma. Biden announces last night for the whole world to see that America is no longer a free country. You are no longer an independent citizen. You are no longer a sovereign citizen. And you can only be free if you take your vaccine. That's what he said. And he said, we will have a vaccine for every American's arm. And if every American is vaccinated by July 4th, hopefully you can have family and friends over for a cookout and a barbecue. Hey, here's an idea. Kiss my ass, commie. Remember last 4th of July, how they tried to shut 4th of July down and close it and say no because of the pandemic, and it was the biggest 4th of July? You saw the fireworks all around Los Angeles, like everybody lighting off fireworks out on Lake Travis here in Austin. It was like so busy and filled with boat traffic, you could barely even move. So Joe Biden let you know last night, you no longer live in a free country. You no longer live in the United States of America. You are now a big pharmaceutical slave. Oh, but don't worry. Oh, because Independence Day isn't about free men, free women. Independence Day, July 4th, isn't about declaring your independence from corrupt entities, from corrupt overlords, from kings and queens and oligarchs and corporations. No. Now July 4th is all about bowing to the corporations. Now July 4th is all about bowing to Big Pharmaceutical, bowing to the kingmakers. And Biden let you know that last night. You want to celebrate 4th of July? You want to be a free citizen? You better take that vaccine. That's right. You want to have a cookout? You want to have barbecue? Take that vaccine. You want to have hot dogs with Barack Obama? You better take that vaccine. You probably don't want to do that, by the way. That I would avoid. But so the big announcement last night from Biden, the big announcement, you are all slaves. You are not free. No, you cannot move about the country freely. No, you cannot have family and friends over. No. No, you cannot celebrate Independence Day because you're not independent. That is until you take our vaccine. Which is not even a vaccine, it's experimental gene therapy biotechnology, which is going to kill probably about 1% of the people that take it, but I don't care because they're doing a worldwide experiment on humanity. You thought you were free? Well, I'm here to remind you, you're not. You're a slave to Big Pharma medical tyranny.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, down and out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and out, InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Develop a theory of gravity as we know and so much more. And he postulated, and it's been proven to be very accurate across the scientific studies of every field, that for every action there's an opposite and equal reaction. And we're seeing that right now. So as bad as Joe Biden and the globalists and Chi-Coms are stealing the election, that is making people dig their heels in and is causing what they call a counter-revolution against it. And it is absolutely massive. I ran into, here in Sarasota, Florida, where I'm at today, yesterday, an amazing Irish-American who had come here in the 1990s with nothing but $700 in his pocket with his wife and children back in Ireland because he couldn't make a living there. And now today, he owns a very successful business
that, let's just say, is a great service to people, and is very, very exciting as well. And he just loves life. He's so free. And he said this is the American dream. And he had tears in his eyes talking about how they're trying to destroy that and how the globalists want to sew up the entire economy and destroy it. So the next couple minutes we have, in I guess 4 minutes or so, I want to just reach out to everybody watching and let you realize, don't let the enemy get you depressed about what's happening today. As long as you're speaking up, as long as you're standing up, as long as you're saying no to the globalists, as long as you're living and loving your neighbors and being a good person, you're building the human community that is the American dream, that is the Renaissance. And this Irishman, who's now an American, I also got a chance to meet his son, who is partners with him in his company, both his sons, but I met one of the sons, that, again, do some amazing stuff. I'll leave it at that. He said, listen, you don't get Joe Biden's name right. He's a stooge. And I said, wow, you're right. A stooge is a puppet put in by somebody else who's an idiot, but who's also used to rule over people. So the stooge gets the blame, and the actual controllers don't get the blame for the crimes they're committing. And he said, that's exactly right. He is a puppet. He is an imposter. He is a fraud. So everybody should look at the different definitions of stooges and understand what that is. That's what he is. You know, the Dune books by Frank Herbert are amazing. The movie by Lynch was powerful but also cheesy in parts. But it's accurate as a historical fiction reference to some of the things that have actually happened in the real world. And if you notice, Baron Harkonnen is supposedly losing control of the planet Arrakis with the spice, which is basically life decision technology, the ethos of the globalist, eternal life. But really they're just setting up the main rival of the Emperor, Duke Atreides. But after he set up Atreides and his son's been thrown out in the desert and all the rest of it, he sends in the Beast Raban, his nephew, to squeeze and attack and destroy all his opposition. But then he removes him later, gives him the blame, and puts in Fade Raban, who he really wants to be his main heir, as the savior. So that they put him under tyranny this high, and then Fade comes in, and the tyranny's still really high. And they would have hated Fade, but because the tyranny was so much higher before, they now accept that new benchmark of tyranny. And that's what you do with a stooge who you put in as a viceroy or a vice king. And the Romans would do this, the British Empire would do this, the French would do this. It's in the history books that they would come in and oppress a group, take them over, put in somebody to be unpopular, to squeeze and be a tyrant. Then their own publications and own heralds would demonize that person, remove them, sometimes chop their head off, and then bring in the new tyrant who would loosen up some of the controls, but not as much as it was before they invaded. So again, you tighten down, then you loosen up, but not as much as you did before. And that's where a stooge comes in. And that's really what Joe Biden is. Joe Biden is a stooge. Joe Biden is a puppet. We should all start calling him Joe Biden stooge. So that said, they brought him in. They're going to blame him for all the collapse of the economy, for the open borders, for all the mismanagement. And then whether it's Kamala Harris or whoever next, they will then be set up as the savior. But I think Kamala will be stooge number two. I mean, this is real Imperium, Machiavelli, nasty stuff we're going under. Not American-style government. This is really very, very corrupt government. But again, in closing, I'm just going to say this. We can't stay on air and fight this stooge and fight these globalists while the public's mind is more fertile to be awoken than ever without your support. That's why I salute you and I thank you for your support. And I encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com to get a t-shirt, to get a book, to get a film, but also to get these game-changing supplements. They're the highest quality and highest end you're going to find anywhere because that's how we stay on air. And because we're selling out of Vitamin Mineral Fusion way faster than I thought we would, I'm going to keep the sale on at 50% off until next week. But it's months till we get more. It's going to go back to 25% off next Tuesday or so. Just because we need the funding to fund ourselves at 50% off. We've done the math. It's not really the funding we need. If we could keep it coming in at 50% off and keep selling it, we would do that. But because we can't get enough of it, because of breakdowns in the economy and all the rest of it, and because our quality standards are so high, then I'm going to go ahead and go 25% off starting next week. Still free shipping store-wide. We also have Down and Out, which is a liquid rocket rest. huge, high-quality doses of things that make you sleep deeply, calmly, restfully. It really is strong. It'll have you down and out in a good way. It's a liquid form, basically, same formula as Rocket Rest that's sold out. It's coming in soon. But this is even stronger. This liquid's even stronger. You take it under the tongue. It goes right into the bloodstream. 4 milligrams of melatonin and just L-tryptophan, valerian root. It just goes on from there. That is in stock, 50% off. We have the Faraday cages, the privacy pouches. Those are back in stock. Those are massively discounted. X2 selling out very soon, 50% off. And Ultra 12, we've still got a lot of them, but it's going to sell in about a month. Highest quality vitamin B12, that is also 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com. And it will end. I extended it 1 week because I've been on the road so busy, I don't want to do specials. We will have the sales until this Sunday or so. On everything but Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and then I will extend that a little bit longer. But the free shipping and all of this has to end this weekend because we're selling out of the product, can't get more. So, again, I need to be able to sell it at a higher price to get the funds. Just being point blank with you how this works. So take advantage of that right now. I know you're fighting the very tip of the spear. I want to thank you all for your support. Back to Owen Shore on the live broadcast, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion, boost your immune system, share with friends and family while you still can. Thank you for your support.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got just a minute or so left here. I want to play again, guys. Let's have clip 7 ready. This is Mao Zedong, Chairman Joe, telling you, the American people, supposedly a free people, that you are not free, but if you take your vaccine, then maybe you can celebrate the 4th of July.
I need you. I need every American to do their part.
How creepy is this?
And that's not hyperbole. I need you. I need you to get vaccinated when it's your turn and when you can find an opportunity.
When it's your turn, yeah.
Like, and to help your family, your friends, your neighbors get vaccinated as well. Because here's the point. If we do all this,
man.
If we do our part, if we do this together,
join the cult.
By July the 4th, there's a good chance you, your families and friends will be able to get together in your backyard or in your neighborhood and have a cookout and a barbecue and celebrate Independence Day. That doesn't mean large events
wow.
with lots of people Thanks, together, Chairman but it Joe. Does mean small groups will be able to get together.
Oh, only a small
after
group?
After this long,
okay.
hard year.
You got it, boss.
That will make this Independence Day something truly special.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
Where we not only mark our independence as a nation, but we begin to mark our independence from this virus.
Yes, because that's up to you and Fauci.
But to get there...
Because the virus is in
we
control.
We can't let our guard down.
President Virus.
This fight is far from order, from over. As I told the woman in Pennsylvania, I'll tell you the truth.
No.
On July 4th, with your loved ones, is the goal. But a goal, a lot can happen.
Yeah, this is like the old, rodeo, or the old bullfighting. Joe Biden waving the red carpet, waving the red towel, waving the red linen. Oh, July 4th, the bull comes charging, lifts the veil, stabs you in the back. That's what this is. But oh, Joe, thank you. I can be free on July 4th. Oh, thank you so much. Oh my God.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jones in the InfoWars World Headquarters here in Austin, Texas. You just heard Chairman Joe Biden. Here's Tyrannical Leader Joe Biden telling you maybe you can be free again. Maybe. Maybe you can have a small gathering with family, friends, and loved ones because this isn't a free country. Yeah, he needs me, all right. He needs me to be a good little slave. He needs me to take that vaccine, which they say doesn't stop the spread, although now they're saying, oh, it's proven to stop the spread, but they're admitting there's these new variants, these new strains, so they really don't know what is going on. So I've got news coming out of the Biden administration. I want to get to that, but I feel like I should get to the vaccine news here first. Now, so you just heard Joe, just as InfoWars told you a year ago today, they're never going to lift any of these restrictions until they can force you to take a vaccine. And so that's what Joe Biden just admitted. Now, when InfoWars says that a year ago on these airwaves, nobody wants to blink an eye. But then when Joe Biden says it a year later from the White House, well, maybe now you'll believe. Maybe now you'll get it. Maybe now you'll understand. This is a cult. This is a satanic cult. You must enter it. This is their ritual. They're telling you. And the fact that the average American would even consider going along with this shows how ignorant
and brainwashed and just in general domesticated we've become. That we have to have some old doddering fool who we found the video of him shuffling away. It's an early sign if you're suffering from dementia or Alzheimer's, that you shuffle and you look down because you're not sure you can walk without falling down. You need to see the ground. You need to see your feet shuffling. But you already know about Biden's health, so it's not even about that. They're now telling you, if you haven't seen it enough, if you haven't heard it enough, if you haven't seen the Freedom Pass in Israel and everywhere else, they're telling you, you want to be free again? You consume the big pharmaceutical vaccine that's never been tested, a brand new technology. Yeah, there's the mentally decrepit shuffle of Joe Biden. How many drugs did they pump him up with last night so he could deliver that speech? Whether it was live or not, it doesn't matter. And then he had to walk 30 feet. That, let me tell you, he might not even get out of bed today with whatever cocktail of medicine they put him. He'll be knocked out for the next 48 hours. But so imagine, hey, you live in a free country. You live in a republic. Independence, right? Independence Day, we declared our independence as individuals, as Americans, from a tyrannical government, from any sort of overwhelming government. We have freedoms here. Oh, but as of today, as of March 11th, 2021, Joe Biden says, nope, you're not in a free country. Nope, you're not a free citizen. But maybe you can be if you take the vaccine like a good slave. So, you want to be a free slave? Take that vaccine. But just like Kanye West said, it's never been more prevalent. Slavery was a choice. Slavery is a choice. May have actually been the more accurate statement. Not slavery was a choice. In the context of his conversation, it made sense. But the more accurate statement is slavery is a choice. Now, I get it. We know what those choices could entail. The Democrat Party already has their political dissidents rounded up and put in jail, put in camps. Physically actually doing that. They're also censoring their political dissidents. So, this is the New World Order cult. This is the end of independence. This is the end of American citizen sovereignty. And as of March 11th, 2021, Joe Biden just announced that to the world. Kind of a big deal. So you don't get a border, and you're not free until you take a vaccine. Think about that. Oh, and by the way, we just signed a $2 trillion stimulus bill. It's going to put you in further into debt. And you won't even see a dime from it. And so I've got all that coming on. But let's look at what's happening with the vaccines. Now, remember, they have said, and there have been new developments on this, but it's not a specific one where they say, if you're going to have a mammogram, have it before you get the COVID vaccine or wait a year after you get it because you're going to have a false positive for cancer from your COVID vaccine. And so that was the beginning of it. And they wouldn't even tell you that that's what was going on. But if you read into it and you read between the lines, you understand that's what's going on. So we reported on that. Now it's mainstream news. False positives for cancer after the COVID vaccine. Do you think those are actually false, though? Well, we don't know. They just say it's false. And now, Norway is investigating whether AstraZeneca vaccine caused deadly blood clots. And so, because of that, they decided to hold some of these vaccines back. But don't worry, they'll release them again. They just need some time to make you think that they're investigating what's going on with all these negative side effects. Half of French nursing home workers reluctant to receive COVID vaccine. I think reluctant is a kind way of putting it. I have friends in France and in Paris. And while they have their problems over there, they are really into health, natural health, organic health, and they don't want this vaccine. This is very unpopular in France, and even the lockdown is reaching a point of extreme unpopularity in France. It's not really being reported anywhere. You're not seeing yellow vest protests like we saw in the past. But what are they going to do when people don't want to take the vaccine? See, these people don't want to admit they're tyrants. These people don't want to admit they're totalitarians, but see, the execution of their policy proves it. So, like in Texas, they say, no, the liberal groups here, funded by who knows who, that go out and have these protests, they say, you can't open Texas 100% till 70% of the people are vaccinated. Well, what if only 50% of the people want to get vaccinated? So then what do? Well, I guess you have to force them, don't you? Oh, so you are a tyrant. You are an authoritarian, just like Joe Biden. You are not celebrating Independence Day until we all take our vaccines. He needs you to. Why do you need me to do anything, Joe? I need you to do a few things. Italy imposes national lockdown as mutant COVID strains spread. So tell me, with all these mutant strains, how the vaccine is going to work? Well, it's not. That's the big joke. That's the big pharmaceutical ploy. Oh, there's going to be strains and mutant strains, just like the flu shot. They have to do a new flu shot every year because of the new strain. I guess the flu is dead now. It's all COVID. So they've rebranded the flu to COVID so they could sell you vaccines and make trillions of dollars. So how is the vaccine you made for the strain when you started making these vaccines 6 months ago or 8 months ago, how is that going to work against the new strain? Well, it's not. They'll have a new vaccine that they'll force you to take, and then maybe you can have a barbecue. Oh, there's a new strain. Sorry, no barbecue, no school, no church, but don't worry, we'll get another vaccine. And then you'll just keep paying and paying and paying and paying, and big pharmaceutical vaccine manufacturers will make trillions, and all the people on the insider trading holding their stock will make billions, and Fauci and Gates and the Democrats will just laugh all the way to the bank. Europe's COVID vaccine rollout faces even more delays. Again, because there's all these new strains. So you can never come out of lockdown because the virus is never going to stop mutating. Apparently, who believes any of it anyway? They've never even isolated the virus. Want more proof that Trump supporters are smarter than the Trump haters? According to the latest poll, half of Trump supporters will not take the COVID vaccine. This is a NPR PBS Marist poll. So half of Trump supporters won't take the vaccine, but 78% of Democrats believe the lockdowns must stay in place. So again, Democrats love their slavery to the big government, don't they? Oh, the Democrats are all about the little guy. They're all anti-establishment. They want the small government. They want the government out of our lives. Lie. The Democrat Party is now the party of totalitarianism. The Democrat Party is now the party of big government. The Democrat Party is the party of censoring free speech. The Democrat Party is the party of communist-style takeovers of free nations, like the United States of America. And yes, as you saw, they are using past presidents to push the experimental vaccines on the public, and Michelle Obama encourages people to do it, George Bush. They all wear the masks, too. And they say now there's a story in this Stanford Advocate, wearing masks is liberating. And I learned this now, it's liberating because people are ugly. They literally say that. So now ugly people are going to be ruling the world and make you not show your face because you're good looking. This is the left. This is the Democrat Party.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.